Hello, Audio Boo.
Hello, Audio Boo.
It's Claire Randall.
And Paul Hopkins.
And we want to say...
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! May we all have a vision now and then of a world where every neighbour is a friend. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! May we all have our homes are where to try.
Happy New Year, everyone.
What did I say? Have a vision.
A vision.
Is that a vision? It's like nuclear fission, isn't it? Oh, well,
or is it fishing?
Fishing is Swedish, who knows? Well,
I mean,
English is a second language, although we can hardly complain. I mean, I couldn't do that in Swedish. And he said Swindish. Swedish.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, if it was Swindish.
Has
Pamir's got an Happy New Year poem?
My knowledge.
Oh, that surprises me.
Yeah.
You were a bit of a Pamir's fan, weren't you, back in the day?
Many, many moons ago, before I was old enough to know better.
I was told by your auntie that used to recite Pamir's poems.
I wouldn't say recite. I suppose I did, you know.
Anyway.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Where's your cheers? Where's your glassy thing? There you go. Cheers. And a kiss.
Aww.
Oh, I love you. So much. Listen, everyone, I want to just be so... grateful to Claire. I love her so much.
Oh, I love you too.
I know. We'd tried to do this thing before and then kind of gathered our thing. And we were all a bit, I don't know, a bit tired.
Now I've had half a bottle of Prosecco.
We're back in the livelihood of living again. But no, seriously, Claire is absolutely awesome. And I can't believe that I'm going to, well, nearly into 3 years now that Claire and I have been together. And I just honestly feel so blessed and lucky and everything. Blessed more than anything else. Because, you know. And we've done really well. And when you look back, we're looking back at our year, aren't we, a little bit?
Mm.
Do you want to elaborate or should we just random it for a second? Then
we'll random it for a second and then we'll do the, yeah.
So what the big thing for us, I think, I'm trying to remember, I mean, if I did reflect a lot or a bit or whatever last year, but I think for us, it has been doing life together, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, we got engaged.
We'll come into that.
No, I know. Yeah. Yes, it has. Because, you know, there comes a point in a relationship where you become... familiar and together, and you do live life, you know. Life isn't all about big things and big happenings and stuff, because life moves forward. I became the mum of a teenager, and Nathan turned 13, and
we went to the Isle of Wight. We had a little bit of a holiday, didn't we? And then we took Nathan for the day. It was an adventure.
Yeah, we took Nathan for the day. Went there while he was on holiday with his dad.
That nearly cost as much as the holiday we actually went on ourselves, I think.
No, it wasn't expensive. No, it wasn't too bad. But then he said, I want to go. And we said, it's cheaper, it's quicker to travel to the Isle of Wight from here than it is to go to Margate.
Yeah, it was awesome. We did that, and it was a lovely time, weren't it? And so, as you said, got engaged. I mean, what a landmark, really, you know. I was going to say something else. Oh, well. But yeah, so many things that have just been about doing life together, as you said, and just not, it's been the small things that have counted. And I suppose if we were looking forward a little bit, it really will be about me trying to be here and us be together. And I know, you know, obviously that's something that we talk about a lot, for those of you that know us, but, you know, it isn't the easiest thing to arrange, really. Given what has to be done, and we wouldn't talk about everything, because that wouldn't be we have to be practical, and that's what we're aiming for, and look at it. I mean, you know, I've had a couple of things happen that I can't say a load about, but you know, things are happening in the world of you know, training for me in various ways and work related that could be anywhere in the future. And you've done your public speaking thing, haven't you?
Yeah, hoping to take that into the future.
There'll be more of that, I think. And now that I think you've got it into... Oh, there's that calling time.
That's the dinner bell.
Now that you've got... You're more convinced than you were, like, that the people that were judges weren't just saying nice things to you, you know, that other people have come back and said, actually, Claire, that was bloody brilliant. And so, you know, we've got... lots of things at our fingertips that we're going to reach out for this new year, I think, isn't it, really? Mm. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to then look back over some of the other things that we've happened in a wider world view? I mean, it's been a bit scary this year, hasn't it, with, you know, the things in France and, you know, with Charlie Hebdo.
Charlie Hebdo.
And then obviously November with the terrorist attacks and
the, and there was the one in the Jewish place, wasn't the supermarket as well, in France.
Yeah. And that and seems Tunisia. Like 5 minutes ago. Tunisia, awful, awful.
Egypt.
And they just dropped plane off crash, the Russian plane crash. Yeah. Well, and then.
But you know what? Life has to go on, and you have to kind of live your life. You do have to. You know, as hard as that sounds, I was on a train into London recently with. And there happened to be a class of school children, and the teacher was saying, "Oh, some parents have refused to let their children go because, you know, terrorists." And I thought, you can't restrict your life, you know. But then, you
anything
know,
could happen. Yeah. I mean, you could have been drowned in floodwater. You could, you know,
get run over by a truck
tomorrow, you know? Or whatever. I hope we don't.
In fact, you have got more chance of being killed in a car crash than you have by terrorists.
So, you know, it's really that's exactly the right protest is to live your life, and I think I was trying to think of like a vision for this year, really. But for me, it's like it's meet the need. You know, it's meet the need of all the things that I do.
To see the need.
See the need. Yeah, no. Well, see the need, but no, then meet
we spoke about that.
We what?
Sorry, I'm being flippant.
Well, that's see the need.
Do you remember the see the need campaign? You said meet the need. Sorry.
See the need.
Yeah. Oh, see, and I'm the one that I've had more to drink than you.
Shout out to a very well known VI charity with their See the Need campaign, which I didn't entirely agree with. That was something from the year, wasn't it? No, be the need. I was reading an article that was all about that, really, and that actually, you know, for example, I often, as a Christian, can say, I'll pray for that situation.
Mm.
But actually, sometimes that situation needs me to be there and needs me to do something and needs me to act in a more tangible and pragmatic way. So I think I can apply that to many things in my life and within the people that I know and love. So I think, you know, that would be something that I would want to do this year as well. What about you? You sound like you broadly agree with that.
I do, yeah.
Ah, good, because we're a bit of a couple, aren't we? And it's all good.
Yeah.
What else do you want to reflect on?
We had an election.
An election.
Should we talk a bit about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Because there are lots of people who have been and gone, so to speak, aren't they? Should we have a look back at them?
Who'd have thought Jeremy Corbyn would be the leader of the Labour?
God, I hope he's gone pretty soon, right?
Yeah, mixed news, really.
There you go. I should do controversial.
Mm-hmm.
He's an interesting character. But let's look at the predecessors, as it were, the people that we had the option to vote for and not vote for.
We did a whole thing on it, didn't we?
We did a whole thing on it. I'm not going to play out takes, but I'm just going to play the theme tunes for our esteemed wannabe leaders of the May 2015 elections.
Go on then.
Because they were numerous and far-reaching and,
Were they?
Well, David Cameron kind of spent the last 5 years in leadership, not alone, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And his co-leader, shall I say, had delusions of had aspirations of his own, didn't he, really?
Mm.
So he was, you know, he had large aspirations. Bless. Nick Clegg.
Nick Clegg. Do you hear that voice go, not yet.
Not yet. That could be David Cameron, that could.
Yeah, how appropriate. Go on then, move forward.
Nick Clegg, what's happened to him? Has he kind of disappeared into oblivion?
Don't know.
Who, in fact, is there a leader of the Liberal Democrats these days?
I don't even know. Are they even around anymore?
I have no idea.
No.
No.
So what's...
So we had him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody obviously voted for him.
Mm. Who's this?
Brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, this world I wouldn't do. Hey, brother, do you still believe in one another?
So, I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
So when I started to play this, I went, it was him, Miliband. Which one was it?
David Orr.
So that's Ed. That just shows just how forgettable these people are, doesn't it?
You know? And there's someone called it, it's Ed
Silly Billy Band.
Someone called him.
So he disappeared off into oblivion.
Yeah, one of them.
Never to be heard of again.
Yeah.
You know, but he was very much, you know, because he pretty much pushed his brother out of the way in the Labour elections, didn't he?
Yeah.
In that regard.
Yeah. So all I can remember is his lisp.
Lisp. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He was no public speaker.
No, not
see,
the
I
best
could do. I could do public speaking better than him.
Yeah.
So he's gone.
So you could.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah.
Who's next? Now, he hasn't gone, has he?
No, but it was a sort of not really intentional that I did a little.
And I apologise for Paul swearing on the top of that piece.
I was only a little while.
Yeah.
But
it's because I didn't kill the microphone.
No, my fault. And I was trying to think who this was, because you know when you're trying to remember, but it's Nigel Farage, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's a little bit rough around the edges anyway, so.
Well, he is a bit. But, I mean, he resigned. He did.
Yeah.
And his party can't think of anyone else who's adequate enough to take his place. And as such, he remains.
Mm.
So, well, what can you say, really?
You know, unfortunately, or fortunately, it depends on how you look at it, he said a lot of stuff that people agreed with.
Mm.
So much so that even though he only got, what, 2 seats, he actually got more votes than the Scottish party.
Than the SNP,
The SNPs, who got less votes, but, what, 60-odd seats? I can't remember how many seats they got.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, that sort of really highlighted the fact that actually the way that we do voting in this country is probably needing a bit of
a bit of work.
Yeah. I felt that was unfair, regardless of what I think of their
him.
Party.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been fairer for them to be more represented than they were.
I agree.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then there was one last bit of opposition there. we'll just... There you go.
I know it's going.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. By far the worst interview I've ever heard in my life. So cute.
The most amusing, though.
Yeah, incredible. So you pretend to be Natalie Bennett then, and I'll pretend to be the radio presenter.
Yeah.
So, Natalie, thanks for coming on today. So you're talking in your manifesto about the how you're going to provide funding for the houses that you're going to build. Now, how many houses was it you were going to build? I think you'll find it's like 150,000 new houses out in some quagmire in London.
Oh, yes.
And how much are you going to put towards that? I think it was something like £4 billion.
Yes, that's correct.
Right, well, we have a slight problem, because when we did our calculation, we sort of realised, you know, what are you going to make those houses out of? Wood?
Well, we don't have the...
You seem to be struggling a bit, Natalie. Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, for example, what about the cost of the land that you're going to put these houses on, Natalie?
Well, obviously we're going to be building all of these houses and, you know...
So you don't sound very well, Natalie. You've got a bit of a cough.
Yes. Excuse me, I have a terrible cold.
Right, Natalie, okay. Thanks very, very much. Anyway, it's absolutely brilliant.
Shocking.
I mean, seriously, lady. And the thing is, they were growing in fantastically membership and everything, weren't they? And and I don't know.
They were an embarrassment.
But bless her, and her mate did most of the work. And she kept referring to my MP in Brighton, Sarah Flappy Flap or whatever her name was. And it was just unbelievable. Even the parrot's laughing in the background.
He is.
So, yeah, we spent a little while talking about politics, but we did cover this quite well.
But we did then end up with a leader in the end. Oh, we have to explore, you know, we have
Rumble.
To kind of...
Rumble. Yeah. Go on, I forgot. Yeah.
Do you forget?
I forgot there was a winner.
You know, the truth will always out. Really? Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it was just like disabled. It was more of a
I hate to say this, but let's tout our own experience at every opportunity to tell people with disabilities that we understand how they feel and then cut their legs off them, or quite literally.
The latest one, you know, I've read this week is of somebody who had an ESA assessment.
Was that an employment?
Employment support allowance.
Support allowance assessment.
And during the assessment, had a heart attack, was carted off to hospital in an ambulance, and then 2 weeks later received a letter saying that his benefit would be cut due to the fact he withdrew from the assessment.
I don't get it. What evil is behind the writing of that?
I don't know, think it's just stupidity.
If it's not evil, it is stupid. I think it's just... It's indicative, really, of the way that I mean, I've read so many articles this year about cuts to this, that, and the other, and disability, and then but we want to spend billions of pounds not Polaris, you know what I mean, missiles. What are they called? It is Polaris, isn't it?
It's not Polaris.
Another
glass of wine. Never glass of champagne.
Champagne, dear. No, those missiles.
The Trident.
Trident, yeah. And we want to spend lots of money on those, and we need HS2 and however many other projects. And you just think, what's going on? I mean, the bankers have been let off, haven't they? We've learned that today. They're not going to have to be accountable for anything anymore. If anything, he's thanking them for doing such a good job of managing the economy.
Marvellous.
So, yeah, trouble, really. But it's a bit depressing thing about it, really, isn't it?
Well... You know, yeah. The problem is that there isn't, going back through the previous...
I think we can
say... The previous one, there's not much competition, though, is there?
No,
so I think 2016...
Should be the...
Holds the key to my starting my own political party. Who's in?
You better get in quick before the Europeans come and take over us.
Assuming we don't leave the Euro.
Oh, yeah. Saying that we're not able to manage ourselves. They'll come in like, you know, those... Those people that come in for the NHS trusts, you know, the task force that come in and manage them if they can't cope, will end up with one of those for Britain. A bit like what they did.
We don't know. We're nowhere near on that score. No, we're not.
Anyway.
We're still one of the richest economies in the world, and that's the truth of it.
So anyway, that's our politics thing.
So that was our politics thing.
That took up quite a bit of the...
It did, sorry. Yeah, but it needed revisiting.
It did, yeah. So... Again, how are we going to recap, really? It's 2016. Madness. When you think of all that's, you know, we're here already, 2016.
Yeah.
We listened to Prince going on about we're going to party like it's 1999, and I remember thinking, oh, it's years away.
Well, somebody was playing Pulp, actually, on YouTube earlier. Somebody shared it to, was it Twitter or Facebook?
Mm.
And said, blimey, can you imagine that was 16 years ago? I had Bryan Adams on BBC One. He was awful. He sounded like some cheap cover artist.
You will see.
But he was playing with a guitar. Oh, yeah, I'm going to perfect
Baby,
my...
Baby, now you're gone. And you were I'm in love.
I'm in love.
I know that was her. She wasn't
there. That was her. Mel, one of them. Mel, that one.
Mel B.
Mel B. Was it Mel B or Mel C?
No. Mel B. So you know the one that was married to David Beckham? Oh, that's Victoria.
No, that's Victoria.
Oh, shoot.
That's Victoria.
Mel B. Spice.
Posh Victoria. Spice.
Spice. Beckham. No, whatever her name was before.
I don't know what her name was before.
No. It's amazing what you forget. See, all that was so long ago, we can't remember anymore. And it was, and so 2016, it feels like we're...
Let's all meet up in the year 2000.
See, all of those songs are Millennium and all them.
Millennium.
Was it Robin Williams?
Millennium was Robin Williams, yeah.
And I remember thinking, crikey, we've suddenly hit 2000 and now we're like 2016. And people talk about the noughties and it's like as long ago for some people as the 80s was for me 10 years ago. And I say, oh my goodness. Like, I realised this year, 2015, it was...
there's bubbles.
It was 30 years since I started learning to be a piano student at Queen Anne's at RNC.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's 20 years that I've been at QAC.
Oh, I think we might have killed the bottle. Oh, do you want the rest of mine?
No. That's quite enough. So, yeah.
I'll put orange juice in mine.
I hope everyone's still with us.
I do hope so. Sorry, I was just... yeah, apologies.
That's all right. So yeah, what we...
Do you want orange juice in that?
Yeah, I think so.
Just to fill up the glass.
Yeah. Hang on. I'm going to have rotten guts.
I'm going to have a splitting headache in the morning, yeah. But hey, who cares? It's New Year and all that.
It's quite nice, actually. This is doing... knocked it out of your hand.
Yeah, it's actually got to the point where I know I shouldn't drink anymore because it's starting to make me feel slightly nauseous. But not ill, not drunk. I'm perfect sober.
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been about 3 years, I think.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I shall have to tag Darren Hartland and Gads in this booth.
See, I was leading you up to that one quite nicely.
But yeah,
I hardly knew you 3 years ago. I mean, I knew
you knew of me. Yeah, well, you rang me, didn't you? No, we had a chat.
Yeah.
But you were in Nottingham, weren't you?
I was.
And I was in...
This weren't anything nefarious or anything, by the way.
No.
No.
You were in Nottingham for New Year, and I was with Darren and Kaz.
Yeah, I was in my friend Keith, and I just gave you a little call. So yeah. New Year.
Yeah. That. Mm. So, yeah.
Mm. So, yeah. All that. Yeah. Are we done?
I think we might be. You know?
Anything else you want to say before we go?
I just want to say... Happy New Year!